Action Voice News, your global link.
Government revokes Zamsa board appointment, suspends key officials. Civil servants urged to be wary of unrealistic campaign promises. And Dangote refinery exports surge amid disruptions linked to the Iran war. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Government has revoked the appointment of a Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency ZAMSA board member and suspended several senior officials in a move aimed at restoring accountability at the agency. Minister of Health Alex Katakwe announced that the appointment of ZAMSA board member and Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia President Kigan Mwape has been revoked with immediate effect, saying that the Pharmaceutical Society has been directed to nominate a new representative in accordance with its governing act. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka today, Dr. Katakwe, in the same vein, has suspended five senior ZAMSA officers to pave way for investigations into the operations of the agency. Those suspended are Manager for Procurement of Medicines and Acting Director Procurement Justin Mulimo, Senior Procurement Officer and Acting Manager Medicines Diana Musa, Senior Procurement Officer Brian Mununka, Senior Manager for Supply and Planning and Acting Director Supply Planning Rachel Msimuko, and Senior Manager for Warehousing and Distribution and Acting Director Warehousing and Distribution Roosevelt Kyanamina, said Dr. Katakwe. Dr. Katakwe said that the suspensions are intended to facilitate administrative and investigative processes with the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, and the Anti-Corruption Commission, SEC, expected to institute urgent investigations into the matter. He added that acting appointments have since been made to ensure continuity in operations and prevent disruptions in the supply of medicines and medical supplies. Dr. Katakwe reiterated government's zero-tolerance stance on inefficiency, negligence, and misconduct in the health sector, stressing that the availability of essential medicines remains a top priority.
This government will not tolerate inefficiency, negligence, or any form of misconduct in the management of medicine and medical supply. Access to essential medicines and medical supplies remains a top national priority, ensuring that medicines reach the last mile, every clinic, every health center, and every community is non-negotiable.
Governance expert Wesley Mianda has expressed concern over rising frustration among youths and local stakeholders in Chingola district of the Copperbelt province, despite government's efforts to revive the mining sector and stimulate job creation. Mr. Mianda noted that while President Hakainde Hichilema continues to champion economic growth through the reopening of mines, the anticipated benefits are yet to be felt by many in communities surrounding Konkola Copper Mines, KCM. He observed that although operations at KCM have resumed under Vedanta Resources, a significant number of local residents feel excluded from employment opportunities, contracts, and other economic benefits expected from the mine's revival. Mr. Mianda questioned why the resumption of mining activities has not translated into meaningful participation for local people as previously anticipated. He warned that failure to urgently address the growing discontent could lead to heightened tensions and possible community unrest.
Young people in particular are increasingly questioning how a major mining operation can be active in their locality while they remain unemployed and without access to business opportunities linked to the mine. This perceived exclusion is fueling anger and deep resentment within the community. If not urgently addressed, this situation risks escalating into open discontent and possible protests, as affected youths may feel they have no other avenue to have their grievances heard.
The Federation of Free Trade Unions of Zambia, FFTUZ, has appealed to civil servants across the country to be cautious of politicians making unrealistic campaign promises ahead of the August elections. Union General Secretary Nelson Mwale says the Federation is concerned with misleading pledges by some political candidates, including promises to employ all teachers and health workers seeking employment to significantly increase salaries without clear implementation plans. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Mwale said workers must remain alert, noting that many politicians are seeking votes through attractive but impractical promises. Civil servants must question politicians who are promising heaven on earth to ask how they intend to achieve these goals, said Mr. Mwale. He stressed the need for civil servants to be discerning and to support policies that offer realistic and sustainable improvements to their conditions of service.
Even as campaigns go on in this 26 year of elections, we are calling upon our workers generally to focus their attention indeed on campaigns that will better the future of their workers. It should be those campaigns that are realistic, because we are not going to buy into issues that the workers are aware that are unattainable, but simply following blindly. We have to go by the direction that will shape the future of our workers without concentrating on those areas that are being talked about and at the same time are unattainable by our politicians.
The Tobacco Board of Zambia has expressed satisfaction with the performance of the tobacco industry in the first quarter of 2026, citing increased farmer participation and favorable weather conditions as key drivers. TBZ Executive Director Robert Mwale says the sector has recorded notable growth, with the number of registered growers increasing to 46,000 this season from 42,000 last year, describing the development as a positive indicator of confidence and expansion within the industry. Mr. Mwale adds that the rainfall pattern was also good, necessitating a good harvest, and indicating that the rain-fed crop has also done well with isolated cases of hailstorms. The board is happy that the rainfall pattern has been excellent, and this is particularly good for a good harvest, especially for the rain-fed crop, said Mr. Mwale in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today by TBZ Corporate Affairs and Communications Manager Lee Hamunji. Mr. Mwale has urged stakeholders in the industry to continue pushing the agenda and working hard to sustain the growth. In Africa News, Nigeria's Dangote Refinery, Africa's largest, is stepping into a critical role as fuel and fertilizer shortages ripple across the continent amid disruptions linked to the Iran war. Speaking during a visit to the massive Lagos-based facility, billionaire industrialist Aliko Dangote struck a confidence tone. He said the refinery is now running at full capacity, 650,000 barrels per day, and is actively supplying not just Nigeria, but much of West, Central, and even East Africa. In fact, he said the refinery has already shipped around 17 cargoes of gasoline to other African countries. Coming up shortly, Iran rejects 45-day ceasefire proposal. This and more. Stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Tensions in the Middle East are rapidly escalating as Iran rejects a proposed 45-day ceasefire, insisting instead on a permanent end to the war. U.S. President Donald Trump has intensified pressure, issuing a firm deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. He warned that failure to comply could lead to sweeping strikes targeting critical infrastructure, including power plants and bridges.